But then, interposed Sut, how would Mayor Harden account for Lord Dorwin's assurances of Empire support? They seemed... He shrugged. Well, they seemed satisfactory. Harden threw himself back in the chair. You know, that's the most interesting part of the whole business. I'll admit I had thought his lordship a most consummate donkey when I first met him, but it turned out that he was actually an accomplished diplomat and a most clever man. I took the liberty of recording all his statements. There was a flurry, and Perrin opened his mouth in horror. What of it? Demanded Harden. I realize it was a gross breach of hospitality and a thing no so-called gentleman would do. Also, that if his lordship had caught on, things might have been unpleasant. But he didn't, and I have the record, and that's that. I took that record, had it copied out, and sent that to Hoke for analysis also. London Crast said, And where is the analysis? That, replied Harden, is the interesting thing. The analysis was the most difficult of the three by all odds. When Hoke, after 2 days of steady work, succeeded in eliminating meaningless statements, vague gibberish, useless qualifications, in short, all the goo and dribble, he found he had nothing left. Everything cancelled out. Lord Dorwin, gentlemen, in 5 days of discussion, didn't say one damned thing, and said it so you never noticed. There are the assurances you had from your precious empire. Harden might have placed an actively working stench bomb on the table and created no more confusion than existed after his last statement. He waited with weary patience for it to die down. So, he concluded, when you sent threats, and that's what they were, concerning Empire action to Anacreon, you merely irritated a monarch who knew better. Naturally, his ego would demand immediate action, and the ultimatum is the result. Which brings me to my original statement. We have 1 week left, and what do we do now? It seems, said Sut, that we have no choice but to allow Anacreon to establish military bases on Terminus. I agree with you there, replied Harden. But what do we do toward kicking them off again at the first opportunity? Yate Fulham's mustache twitched. That sounds as if you have made up your mind that violence must be used against them. Violence, came the retort, is the last refuge of the incompetent. But I certainly don't intend to lay down the welcome mat and brush off the best furniture for their use.